This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reports of possible progress on a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
In Gaza, residents celebrated at Monday's news that Hamas had accepted an Egyptian country ceasefire proposal. The State Department was more skeptical about whether a deal had, in fact, been reached. Matthew Miller is the State Department spokesperson.
Ceasefire is absolutely achievable. There has been a deal on the table, a proposal on the table, that would achieve an immediate ceasefire and the release of hostages. Now, as for Hamas's response, which I think gets to your question, again, I don't want to characterize it in any sort of detail until we've had a chance to review it in depth and talk with our partners in the region about it.
Meanwhile, Israel's military has told Rafah residents to evacuate ahead of a ground operation. Anita Powell, viewing news. The White House.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani says that the two U.S. officials say an American soldier has been arrested in Russia.
Two U.S. officials say an American soldier has been arrested in Russia. The officials say the soldier was stationed in South Korea and in the process of returning home to the U.S. Instead, he went to Russia, where he was accused Thursday of stealing, arrested, and remains in custody. The Army says Russia told the U.S., which in turn told the soldier's family. His arrest comes a year after another soldier, Travis King, sprinted into North Korea. He was returned to the U.S. and charged with desertion. It's unclear if the soldier in Russia now is considered AWOL. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Russia is threatening to strike British military facilities and says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. Monday's statements came after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has put trade disputes and Ukraine-related diplomatic efforts at the top of the agenda for talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Macron said that the talks include lifting immediate tariff threats on French cognac exports. The Chinese leader arrived in France to open his European tour. She first joined a meeting with Macron and the European Commission president meant to address broader European Union concerns on trade and security issues. Macron said Monday that France hopes China's influence in Moscow would help to move Russia toward ending the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on House Republican efforts to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt.
House Republicans plan to move forward next week with holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Garland refuses to turn over the unredacted audio of an interview that was conducted as part of the special counsel probe into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents. The contempt proceedings are just the latest flare-up in the increasingly tense relationship between Republicans and the Justice Department. Contempt charges would require majority support in committee and then the support of the full House before referral could be sent to the Justice Department. Should the House hold Garland in contempt, it is unlikely that the Justice Department, which Garland oversees, would prosecute him. Norman Hall, Washington.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money trial has fined him $1,000 and warned of jail time for future gag order violations. Details from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
It's not the first time Trump's been held in contempt of court by Justice Juan Merchan, who last week fined Trump $9,000 for the same reason, violating a gag order prohibiting him from making comments about potential witnesses, jurors, or court staff related to his trial. He remains free to criticize the judge and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Trump stands accused of falsifying business records for what prosecutors say was a hush money payment to an adult film star. Trump has pleaded not guilty, denies the affair, calls the prosecution an attempt to undermine his presidential campaign, and on Monday continued to rail against what he's called an unfair gag order.
That's Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Boeing has called off its first astronaut launch because of a bulky rocket valve. The two NASA test pilots had just strapped into Boeing's Starliner capsule when the countdown was halted on Monday night, 2 hours before the planned liftoff from Cape Canaveral, Florida. A United Launch Alliance spokesman says a problem involves an oxygen relief valve on the Atlas rocket.